Right, coming through. Oh yeah, lovely. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's nice to see one or two more here today. It's looking quite full. Right, let's do the announcements first. First of all, very sorry, but there's no tea and coffee and biscuits afterwards. I know, but we felt it's probably wiser because when you're eating and drinking, you're taking the masks off and then socialising, so you just have to socialise through masks instead. And as soon as we can bring the drinks and the biscuits back safely, we will. It also means, unfortunately, that we won't be able to have mince pies and so on after the carol service. So if you've bought them already, you'll need to mince pies there. But there again, it's just for safety's sake, really.
You can bring them and give them away.
All neatly wrapped up individually. Yes. I shall look forward to mine from you. Like, I hope it's a nice one. Right. Anything else we need to do in the way of announcements or family news? Does anybody want to say anything about yesterday?
We have one. Yeah, we had a really lovely time yesterday. We had a really good time yesterday at the fair for the Girls Brigade, and we raised 180
something.
Hang on, 182. What was it, Linda?
It's more that's gone in since.
182, nearly 200. So we've got a few more pounds, a couple of pounds raised this morning. We've still got a couple of the stores out there if you wanted to have a look. We've got a bottle store out there, the Teddy Tombola and some bric-a-brac. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a quick look, if there's anything you'd like to buy, I think there's a pot out there for money as well. We did really well. The girls, about eight or so girls began to come to help. And Caitlin and Natalie helped me, and we all set up, we had bunting outside with balloons. It was really good. We had a really nice time. Quite a few people of the public came in and we gave out the services that we've got over Christmas. So it'd be nice if some of them maybe come along to the Christmas service, the carol service. It went really well, and it's nice to meet, some people and have a good time together. It's a nice, good social. Well, obviously we all had to wear masks, but it was still nice. And I would like to say thank you so much for everyone who helped me, and people in the kitchen that came and helped with the coffees and teas and everything. So thank you everybody who came along, and then also the people that came along and supported it. Thank you. Thank you everyone for your help. Thank you.
One thing I must remember to do before we get started properly is light the candles.
Sorry, before we do that.
Yeah. I thought you were volunteering to light them.
No, I'm not volunteering to light the candles, no. But I thought that I ought to let people know we've been collecting for India and we've been collecting for TWAM. So far, we have £1,000 roughly that's going to India, and we have £200 that I have to send off to TWAM. Unless you've all come laden with your gifts this morning. But if you'd like to make a donation, if you could do it, if you let me know, I can take it in advance, but I really want to get those two things sorted out this week. So if you could let me know if you're making a donation, even if you leave it till next week, let me know about it and I can include that. So pray for the church in India and the valuable work that they do with the poor in their area. They will this year be giving out saris as they've done in previous years, and no doubt we'll get photographs sent to us from Samuel, Mary's brother, in due course. So continue to pray for the church in India, and also pray for the work of TWAM. It's Tools with a Mission, for those of you that are not familiar with the name. And they refurbish tools and garden implements and so on, and they send them out to needy countries where a spade can make a world of difference it enables them to turn over the soil and start their own little agricultural business. So it helps knowing. Please continue to pray for them.
Thank you. Well, do I have a volunteer to Mark? Somebody coming from the back? Yeah, come on then.
Give up.
I think I should better stop up there. Really, to, it's a lot.
There it goes.
It's okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Thanks, Debbie. Right, are we all composed now? In the Bible studies on the Wednesday night, we've been talking about taking time. So I was thinking about that when looking for hymns for today. I found one, which we're not going to see because I'm not sure how many people would know it, in the green old Baptist hymnal. But just let me read you one or two of the phrases from it. It's take time to be holy. Do you know it? Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always, feed on his word. Another verse says, take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. And so on through several verses. It's very appropriate, especially for this Sunday, because it is one of the more reflective days in the lead up to Christmas, as I'm sure you'll find when Rose is talking to us later. But now we'll start with a hymn, How Lovely on the Mountains, which is the foretaste of good news.
Thank you.
Jesus will come to reign in glory. And we pray that today we shall know very clearly that he's reigning in this place, in our hearts, and in all that he's said and done and sung. We ask it in his name. Amen. Right, we have the reading now, which Margaret's going to bring. It's from Luke chapter 1.
I know, I'll just get dressed for the occasion, so I'll be blessed.
Yep.
Would you like me to hold this for you? Here, if you'd like to hold that for me. Right. It's the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you who are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left her. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm picking up one of the phrases in that reading. We're going to sing again. We're going to sing, "His name is higher. His name is higher than any other."
Thank you.
Everything is going on as normal and they still all need our prayers.
Oh, so we had a...
Right, shall we pray then? I'll leave the time first. If anybody would like to pray first, please do, and then I can mention the ones that haven't been mentioned. So please do go ahead, and if you'd like, I'll bring me the microphone. Lord, you know all the prayers that are in our minds, the people who are on our hearts. We think of the ones who are regularly on this list of ours. And we thank you for the way that your hand is continuing to be on them. And we pray for your continued blessing. And we pray for everybody else in our church family who's not well at the moment. Whether they're able to be with us on Zoom or whether they can't. But Lord, make them aware that they are in our remembrance and in our prayers. And doubly aware that they are in your hands and that you can be to them all that they need. Could we also have the other page of the prayer box up, please, to the other things that we need to think about. Those countries where there's war, hunger and greed, where children are starving to death. For all the countries where there's turmoil and trouble as well as COVID. Lord, we feel helpless in the face of this, but we pray that you will guide those who can do something about it. Lord, that you will bring peace into men's minds, that you'll bring generosity instead of selfishness. And we pray for our own government. It's going through difficulties at the moment. We pray that they will guide us correctly, that they will have wisdom in dealing with COVID and everything surrounding it. We pray that everyone in the country will become aware of the part that they can play
And teach us all, Lord, to be thoughtful and to be generous and to be considerate of other people and their situation. Lord, make us more Christ-like, because we ask it in his name. Amen. Right, we're going to sing again now. We're going to sing Be Still before Rose comes up to speak to us. Her message is in two parts today, so we're going to have this hymn, and then the first part of Rose's sermon, and then sing again before we hear more.
Be still in the presence of the Lord, be God be still. Come now before him now, with reverence and fear. Let him know still is God, be still on the holy ground. Be still for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still for the glory of the Lord, it shining all around. We let it be now, the strength of his crown. How silver is thy size, how radiant through the light. Be still for the glory of the Lord, be shining all around. Be still for the power of the Lord, be standing in this place. He comes to be cleansed and to be made so his presence. I work to all be with in the presence of the Lord. Be still for the power of the Lord, his coming in his presence.
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
And good morning, Shelley. Today I'm going to talk about Mary, which you probably have guessed by now. Now, I know the subject's been covered a lot at this time of year. I thought I'd tell it in a slightly different way. Earlier this year, I wrote Peter's diary. And I got to thinking, I know it's not good for me, but you know, you have to occasionally. What if Mary wrote a diary? Would it go something like this? Hello, Di. Well, I'm so excited. I can't believe I've reached the age when I'm going to get married, to be betrothed, to be married. I wonder who it would be. Hope he isn't too old. Perhaps he would be young, handsome, and rich, and take me away to a far off land where we'll live as a queen. And just imagine that, couldn't you? But then I would probably miss my family and my home. But I expect the one chosen for me will be Joseph the carpenter. At least then I will always have something to sit on. That is, of course, as long as you're not doing things for other people, not us. But as long as the one chosen is a God-fearing man, I would expect to accept what God wants from me. Sorry, I meant that one. Well, Dari, I was right, it's Joseph. We are now promised to each other. So in about a year, I will be his wife. I hope I have learned all I need to know about being a good wife, as it teaches us in God's word. Let's see how much of that I can remember. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth more than rubies was. Her husband is full of confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She was like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up early while it's still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds a distaff and grasps a spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her beds. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen carpets and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instructions on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household. She does not eat the bread of your idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but choose to pass them on. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honour her for all that her hands have done, and all her works. Bring her praise at the city gates. Yeah, I'm not sure I can live up to that, Lord, I can tell you. Especially a bit about servants. I can't sing yet, so somehow I'm just, you know, going to be a carpenter's wife. I don't think they earn that much. But nevertheless, I've got the basics and I know that I've got to be a good woman, work hard, not be idle, praise God and teach my family and my children about the wonderful God we have. There's lots of interesting things in the scrolls. They even tell us about a Messiah who is coming. I wonder how and when that will be and where he'll come from. Probably some far off land. He'll come with an army. Anyway, good night, diary. That's it for another eventful day for me. Well, would you believe what happened to me last night? I still can't believe it myself. I'm still reeling from it. I'm full of love and praise for our God, our mighty Lord. I was fast asleep, and suddenly I was woken by a brilliant light. It completely surrounded me. And standing before me was an angel. I can tell you, I was pretty scared. Thought my time was up, I can tell you. But the angel soon put me at ease. He reassured me that he had not come to frighten me, but bring me some good news. He also said that I'd found favour with God, me, a lonely person. I don't know how that's possible, that God chose me. You never believe what he said next. He told me I was going to have a baby. What? A baby? Then he said it was going to be a boy, and I was to call him Jesus. What about that? And he was going to be the saviour of the world. He was also going to be known as the Son of the Most High. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't see any way that this was going to happen. I was still a virgin, and I expected to stay that way until I got married. So what age could I ask? I don't understand it. Anyway, the angel said, oh, his name's Gabriel, by the way, forgot to say that. When he said that this wasn't a problem, as I would become pregnant by God himself, through the Holy Spirit, and I would still remain a virgin. Can you believe it? I was very confused, and still a little scared, if I'm honest. It was all so unbelievable. But again, the angel spoke quietly to me, reassuring me, a lowly woman, not of high birth or anything like that, I was chosen by God to be the mother of his precious son. I still find that hard to get my head around. I'm overcome with thankfulness and praise. But still, in the morning, I would have to tell Joseph, my parents. I wonder what their reaction is going to be. I'm feeling a little bit afraid again. It's got to be done as I want to obey God and show him my love by carrying his son for him. The angel also told me about my relation Elizabeth, who we all thought was barren, is now 6 months pregnant. So surely I mustn't be afraid or doubt anything God can do. For nothing is impossible for God. And I know that he will be my strength always. I think I'd go and see Elizabeth and share with her my good news. Maybe help her somehow. Mind you, it's going to be a long, hard, dangerous journey. But God will protect me and keep me strong. It must be about 100 miles up very hilly terrain. But hey ho, I know God wants me to go.
I hope you enjoyed that as well. The story of the Annunciation, as you've never heard it before, right? That was good. Now we're going to sing about it in a way that you'll find very familiar. I've lost my order of service, but I think it's the angel Gabriel from Heaven Came.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm back now. After staying with Elizabeth until the birth of her son, the journey was long and hard. It was well worth it. I can't say how happy Elizabeth was to see me. And you would never believe this, but when I walked into our home and said hello, she said that her baby leapt inside her womb and she was filled with the Holy Spirit and said that I was blessed and she was blessed that I was coming there to see her. And the child that I was bearing had found favour with God. Sorry, I'm going to read that again. And said that I was blessed and so was the child I was bearing and wondered why she had found favour by me being in her presence. She was well aware that the child I was carrying was a very special person. She was also chosen by God to bear a special son. And when will he grow up to be? I'm not sure about that one. After you said this and the full impact of what happened to me hit home, and suddenly I was filled with a great love for God. I declared that my soul glorifies my Lord and my spirit rejoices in God the Saviour. The mighty God has done a great and wonderful thing to me. Oh, I love his name. Praise him, praise him. Another, the other amazing thing that happened is that Joseph knows about the child and we're still betrothed. Would you believe it? I'm so relieved. God is wonderful. Apparently, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. He said that it was all happening for us to fulfill a prophecy. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God is doing for his people? I'm so blessed that God has chosen to use me. I'm also grateful that God spoke to Joseph and that I'm not to have go through this pregnancy on my own. Can you imagine me, a simple girl who would fulfill a prophecy? If I remember rightly, I might have got this one wrong, but the prophet Isaiah said this, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. It's wonderful, isn't it, to think that God ties everything together. Well, another day, and again, it's going to be quite an eventful one, no boring life for me, being a carpenter's wife. Joseph has to go to Bethlehem to register for the census, because he was born there. So it will be another long journey. But at least I'll be riding a donkey. Well, we're halfway through the journey and I am very, very uncomfortable. I ache in places I didn't even know I had. I'm very tired, very fed up with this journey, but I am very happy because I do know that my child will be born soon. And I don't think I'll have much more time to write in this diary. I think I'll be pretty busy once paid as well. Although I'm still a bit scared, I do have confidence that God, whatever happens in the future, the child I will carry will have God with him always, and he will do God's will, whatever the cost to him. God is a wonderful God. We must always remember that no matter what happens to in our lives, we won't all be called mothers of the Saviour. But God calls us to do little things for him. We must be prepared to do them and do it out of love. Even if we're scared, God will be with us. He'll give us the strength to do it. You couldn't be much more scared than I think she would have been when that angel appeared to her. So be strong. Pray. If God asks you to do something and you find it hard, just pray. And God will give you the strength to do it. Be still, as we said before. Be still and listen to God. Be still, be in his presence, and he will lead you in all the ways of truth and give you the strength to go forward in whatever he calls you to do in life. Be only just carrying on in your life as it is. albeit sadly saying, Debbie, you've got to go and evangelise. Yeah. I'm not saying yes said that to me, by the way. But whatever we must be prepared to do. And we do thank and praise God. That is a wonderful God. Can we have a quick time of prayer there? Heavenly Father, we just praise and thank you, Lord, for being a wonderful God, being our mighty God. And Lord, for giving us strength for when things need to be done. Give us the strength to do it, Lord. Lead us, Lord, in your ways. Strengthen us in your spirit. Let us not be afraid. And we ask this in your holy, wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. And we're now going to sing our final hymn, which I've got to find a sheet of paper, which is Peace's Flowing Like a River. And the peace that comes from God surpasses all understanding.
I can actually say this now that Rose is finished.
That does sound good.
The reason I couldn't see the music, but tears in my eyes, what she was saying and how it affected me. So please forgive me for that. And that's the reason I could not see the music. And I hope you are blessed in the same way.
Thank you.
was a hard one to sing. I'm only used to singing the first lines, if the peace of God flow out and love of God, the faith of God. I'm not that having a pity bit in the middle. Nah, I've always cheated, obviously. Actually, I will share something with you. When coming up here and doing a sermon is extremely hard for me. I find it, I'm nerve-wracking. It's a little bit easier than it was in the beginning. I used to be terrible. Even just to lead a service, it used to be terrible. And I was, people said, no, you know, do a sermon. No, I can't. I really did never want to do a sermon. I didn't mind doing family services because I could just do a little bit in the middle and it's easy. It's not like giving a service, you're talking to children. Well, I suppose really it's the same for us. We listen to things easy to be told as a child. But circumstances happened and it was a necessity because there was no people, not enough people around to actually do the sermons, and it wasn't fair for it to be put on the same people's shoulders all the time. So I felt I had to step up, and it's still very hard. I still don't find it easy, but I do praise God that He gives me the things to say, and hopefully the way to say it in a way that people will understand. And but it has actually taught me a lot, because when you do a sermon, you have to research. You can't, and there's too many people who know too much about the Bible for me to make a mistake. Because I know there's a young man over there, and a young man there, and a young lady there, and Helen, who would say, you might have got that a little bit wrong. So I might still get it a little bit wrong, but I have to research it to make sure I get at least the basics of it right. So it has been a big learning curve for me. So don't be afraid. If God can do this to me and make me come up here and talk to you lot, that sounds awful. You know what I mean? Talk, stand at the front and talk. He can do anything for you that you want Him to do. Nothing is impossible for God. And I think that's a little phrase we should always remember. Nothing is impossible for God. So let's have our closing hymn and let's say the grace together, I think. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. We can say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Just be with us as we go home and carry on what we're doing today and for the rest of the week. Bless each one of us here, Lord, in your holy name. Amen.